Well, I think surveillance is getting out of hand these days. Well, brace yourself for this. Verizon has filed a patent for a cable box equipped with a microphone and sensors to record what you're doing. That's right. The television would be watching you watching it. The idea would be that Verizon could target advertisements to what you're doing while you're watching TV. So if you're watching with a pet, it can show you commercials for pet products. If you're fighting with your spouse, it can lead you to the ideal marriage counselor. And that's not all. This technology would be able to communicate with your phone to see what you've been browsing on your mobile device. Now, this obviously doesn't sit well with privacy advocates. Here's Verizon's response.
In a statement, Verizon tells NBC4 the company has a well-established track record of respecting its customers' privacy and protecting their personal information, adding, while we do not comment on pending patent applications, such futuristic patent filings by innovators are routine.
So at this point, it's just an idea, but is this a sign that tracking consumers and the ability to spy is getting out of hand? Well, it seems like a scary sign of what's to come.
And yes, welcome to our show today, folks. This is Call for Investigation for June 11th, and we're here, and I have Patricia here. This is Dawn, and we're getting set up in a hurry and trying to get this show on the road. So,
welcome everyone. Appreciate your listening, and share this with others. We appreciate any assistance from you too on information you may have.
That's right. So all kinds of things are happening around this world, and we're here to help you and protect that Constitution and do things. So but we're going to have Stu Webb, and we're also going to have somebody else calling in. Who's calling in here? We got Richard Sheridan calling in right now, so we'll put Pat on hold.
Okay.
Hang on. And Richie, are you there?
Yes, sir, Don. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. We're ready to start right now. The show just started. So come on in and give us the best shot from Dallas here. What's going on?
Okay, good. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rich Sheridan, Dallas, Texas, now hated nationally because I told the sodomites they've gone too far in the best way possible. But, you know, some people just don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
In Dallas, Texas, where the KKK still controls the city, where they killed Kennedy, where they legalized abortion, and it has the largest gay church in America. And, again, we're talking today about West Nile virus and personal protection of West Nile. From West Nile virus, pretty much another disease created by the federal government to either scare the bejeebus out of us or to genocide us. Last year, Don, we had the worst case of West Nile virus nationally with 40 people killed, and the county called it an emergency. But just so everybody knows, 40 people died in the county last year total from West Nile virus. Now, that's a mortality rate much less than the average mortality rate of 8 people per 1,000 is the national, pretty much the local mortality rate. So West Nile virus basically did 0.02. But there's a national emergency, a local emergency, and therefore let's justify spraying poisonous chemicals upon the people. Let's treat the people like cockroaches, right? We know what's good for you.
Sure do.
So this is a speech. This is a speech I gave to the commissioner's court. The commissioners have control and basically answer to the CDC and the federal government in terms of putting out what they want to put out, their chemicals or their drugs. Mm-hmm. I also gave a speech last year on the same subject, and the listeners can Google basically personal protection from West Nile virus, APFN, or the war on the wars on drugs. Both of them should come up. But this is a speech I gave, and it relates to the big picture. Has to do with pharmaceutical drugs, has to do with these chemicals they want to kill us with, has to do with them taking away God's medicines. So here we go. This is a call to Dallas County to eliminate all plans to and to cease and desist aerial spraying of poisonous pesticides and to begin an education campaign on the effectiveness of natural medicines and natural mosquito control methods that can be used by Dallas County citizens to much more safely protect themselves from West Nile virus. Not only will West Nile virus deaths go way down, but the operating cost of Parkland Hospital, that'll be any hospital in the United States, will as well go way down for years to come. The Christian Bible has many references to God's medicines, the natural herbs, seed-bearing herbs, leaves, balms, and foods that have great healing properties. From Revelation 22:1, quote, on both sides of the river, I love this one, was the tree of life and the leaves for the healing of the nations. I think that might refer to marijuana, excuse me. Ezekiel 47:12, quote, the fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. And then I'm not going to go into all of them, but you got Isaiah 38:21. Take the cake of figs and apply it to the boil so it may recover. And Luke 10:34 and 1 Timothy 5:23, use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine orphan infirmity. So it is clear in the Bible that God has provided us with all the natural medicines we need. Does the Bible have any relevancy today, or is it just an interesting mythological document whose moral message can be progressively reinterpreted to suit the needs of some special interests? I think that's, you know, what's going on here. They got some good lawyers. Are we in trouble today because we have gone away from biblical principles and truths, from a biblical code of conduct? As God's people have repeatedly suffered for this, as reported in the Old Testament, so we suffer today. Were we also warned in the Bible of the coming of the monopolistic pharmaceutical drug companies and the governments that support them when Paul wrote in Timothy 4:1-3, quote, in the latter times some shall speak lies in hypocrisy, commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth, end quote. With the advent of our technological age, our monopolistic pharmaceutical industry began to take control of our medicines in the early 1900s. Today, the U.S. pharmaceutical industry represents near $1 trillion per year revenue. It has been reported that the debt from pharmaceutical drugs is near 100,000 people each year, and millions are debilitated and addicted to these legal drugs. Some prescription drug takers become terrorists and kill children in schools or kill heroes at gun ranges just like a jihad terrorist. I think there was just another incident yesterday. Mm-hmm. As the wealthiest nation in the world, we Americans are amongst the sickest in the world. Our nation's war on drugs has resulted in 1.5 million in prison for victimless crime, drug use, that's every year. 67% of this population are minorities, which represent 25% of the U.S. population. Is racism involved? Duh. This is costing us well over $100 billion a year, with the major resulting social dysfunction in the minority community and the continued recidivism and racism that it propagates. The Mexicans' marijuana culture was criminalized. The Chinese opium culture was criminalized. And the black crack cocaine culture was excessively criminalized, all in the all caps white man's work to enslave various cultures. Now, white people out there, just take it easy. I'm going to explain the difference between all caps and lowercase white man.
Okay.
The all caps white man represents a small minority of the good white race who have fallen victim to Einstein's prophetic words, quote, the world is a dangerous place not because of the evil people, but because of the good people who stand by and do nothing. This has been man's predatory, victim, enslaving culture since kingdoms began on earth, from the Egyptians and the Babylonians to the Greeks, the Romans, and the English, and now our own United States, which was built on the backs of black slaves. We have primarily been a predatorial culture throughout history, no matter race, color, or creed. Today's activities for the control of power, money, and it brings. Today we see Ayn Rand's prophecy of our government increasingly criminalizing our activities, criminalizing victimless activities for control, power, and money it brings. Now, just understand, there's some things that we do that are between us and God and should not be criminalized. I'm not endorsing, a bad behavior. We are coming down to it now, Don. We are now in a time where our government says it will take care of us Is our government, especially our federal government, do a good job taking care of us? No.
No.
There is a resulting fed-up We the People's Revolt going on. The Occupy Wall Street is just one sign of it. The people are waking up to the predators who have been ruling us in government and in business, that unholy fascist socialist alliance. Coming down to the end, Don. How does this relate to personal protection from West Nile virus? Rachel Carson, like poisonous chemicals sprayed in the air over our homes, are not the way to protect us from West Nile virus. Mosquitoes will always be amongst us. No matter how much we spray poisonous chemicals, we will never stop people from getting stung from mosquitoes bearing West Nile virus or other diseases. And the more we spray, the more we get sick from those poisonous chemicals. Let's follow Dr. Howard Garrett, or there's other natural horticulturalists and naturopathic people out there that can tell us what to do, you know, basically putting on your skin these natural essential oils. So take those natural suggestions for backyard and neighborhood mosquito control, use natural skin repellent, and start to take one of the many medicines, natural medicines readily available to provide personal immune system protection from West Nile virus. It's a long list, but I'm just going to give you turmeric, oil of oregano, colloidal silver, grapeseed extract, just to name a few. I don't think I'd be alive today, living at a poverty level for years, without God's natural medicines. It might cost you $50 to $80 a year. I'm telling you, the stuff is very reasonable. Why? Because it's from God. As it has been said, the truth shall set us free. The truth about the predatory pharmaceutical industry, the predatory Monsantos, will set us free of the monopolistic medicines and chemicals that can cause more harm than good. It's now time to minimize the Fed's intrusion into our lives. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Don.
Yeah, I agree. That's very good. Natural is the way to go. It seems like I could trust nature much more than I can chemists, and especially Monsanto and others, and we've done good shows on
cat. Let's all get to our city councils, Don. Mm-hmm. Let's all get to our county commissioners' court. Let's all get to our local governments. Mm-hmm. Let's raise our voices somewhat and then lower our voices, but tell the truth. We've had it. Mm-hmm. Whatever activities they're up to that debilitate us and poison us, we are going to call it to an end.
That's
right. It's all about personal initiative, getting together as a group, but individually as well, and doing what God has asked us to do. Absolutely. So God bless you, Don. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I really think that people really are more important than money, but it seems like our government has got it wrong.
Yes.
Money trumps everything, including health.
The capitalist motto today is to maximize profits by maximizing human suffering. They're like vampires, and that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Vampiric. Demon vampires that don't give them a heart. They don't care about people. They care about money and stuff and material things.
Yeah, I got a good thing I'm going to put on the screen here. But thank you, Richie, for that.
I'll get that on. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. God bless you now.
Okay.
God bless you in your work.
You take care. Okay, bye. And Patricia, are you there still?
Yes, I am.
Patricia is with us. It's good to know. Richie gave us a good talk about natural healings and things, and I'll say that that's very good because it works and it works well. I gave a show a little bit ago about cancer treatments, about conventional versus natural, and it looks like the natural is the one that's really healing. The conventional is one that's actually, you're dying not from the cancer so much, but you're dying from the cure that they have. So
that's true. The natural is winning hands down when any thorough research is done.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Different factions that are making too much money, not allowing it out.
Yeah.
And we've got different things happening. And
this is a drone. You're looking at a drone on the screen right now. That's a drone.
Looking at a what?
A drone on the screen.
A drone.
A mosquito drone.
Well, it's been using all sorts of different methods to control you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, speaking of controlling, got a definite problem on, I've had people on Facebook, I cannot respond to them. I think Nick Licata gave me a very nice invitation, cannot respond to it, Nick, appreciate the thought, but we have to do what we can do.
I got several invitations too, one from Nick and from, I forget his name though. Pete, running for mayor, But I'm not going to march. I don't think I want to march in that gay parade. I mean, I'm getting all kinds of invitations to march.
I don't want to do that. You know, it's very nice
I mean, it's nice to be proud of yourself, but I can't see that what the flossing thing is. But that just doesn't go with me. I'm just too old to understand this thing, and so.
I appreciate the thought. It's just that. First of all, I'm clear in Arkansas, and that's obvious reason. And then second of all, we've got, I really think that if they get that type of parade, then heterosexuals should have our parade, too.
Yeah.
But
what a person does is fine. We're all miracles. Everything we do in our functions is just fantastic. That only God can create and do and help with. And man trying to use chemicals and other things, prescribing this for that abnormality or that psychological thing is killing people essentially, and destroying them. And so it seemed like natural things are fine, but I don't know about this gay pride and flaunting that so much, and down this main street of Seattle. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but not. Oh, I got somebody Skyping in here. Hang on.
All righty. Am I still on?
Yes, you're still on.
Okay, I'll go ahead with a little bit of the reports while you get him tuned in.
Okay.
The weaponization of DNA is taking place now. Janet Phelan has very good report on it. Please look into it if that's your area. And China now has incinerated 3 U.S. shipments of genetically modified corn, and or other substances are simply being denied. The U.S. should get a hint, and Europe's already said, forget it, Monsanto, back off. It's about time you start doing something right.
Yeah, okay.
And do we have a Stu Webb there?
I think we have Stu Webb here. Do we have Stu Webb here?
I'm here.
Are you really?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I can see you, too.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to mention something to Patricia. Be careful of Janet Phelan. I will put it this way. Ask yourself why she hangs around Miss CIA Barbara Hartwell.
Can you hear that, Patricia?
Did you hear that, Patricia?
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to turn my back.
Heads up.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I hear you. I hear you, Stu.
Okay, you got me? Quite a bit of to report on today that I have. I think if people go to my internet site, I'll just walk it through the best I can in a short period of time that we have. But I think if you look at the website, stewebb.com, you can see quite a few things. And pardon me, I have to get my glasses on here. Yeah. Israel, Who Loves You Baby is one title. I think you need to look at that. Look at this Henry Solano, former U.S. attorney, obstruction of justice pertaining to Gulf War. Illness is killing our veterans. And the FBI, when they had the information evidence, but yet they obstructed justice, I think some people are going to be dealt with over that. Uncle Gordy and Jeff on government crimes. Syria, Israel is losing battle. Nikola Tesla information for free thinkers. Billionaires dumping stocks. Economists know why. There's quite a few things. Obama not expecting to serve out a second term. He said it in a speech. Controversial former spy eyes that was tied to Mossad. Alex Jones hypes and lies at the Bilderberg meeting. The other reporters outed him. Ed Slade, Area 51 scientist, etc. So those are basic titles, but I'll kind of walk you through of what I'm aware of. Barack Obama made a speech this past week, and in a speech, or the last week, in a speech that he made, he said, quote unquote, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm perspiring, I just came in from the heat, it's 95 degrees over in Kansas City today. Anyway, Barack Obama made a speech last week, if I serve out my last 3.5 years of terms, if you take a look at my internet site on U.S. Breaking News, until breaking news on the left column.
Torture, yeah, I got it there.
You'll see U.S. dictatorship in free fall. You might want to read that and read between the lines of that story. It's pretty much going to come true. I'll leave it as that without any more discussion. I'm not allowed to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. It's jeopardizing the civil war that's going on inside the United States government, the good versus the evil. But they are being beat up, and they're going to be beat up royally before this is said and done. And we're asking all ex-military, at some point, we may need you as a volunteer to go in and help clean this problem up. It means Department of Homeland Security and others, we may have to take over police departments, sheriff's departments, and other places under the military authority in order to clean this problem up, this crime syndicate, Zionist crime syndicate that has destroyed our country, and this pig called Janet Napolitano that runs the Department of Homeland Security. So be prepared. Be a lot of announcements about it in the future if need to be, but it may not need to be. Now, you can see that Michelle Bachmann, I call her B-I-T blank blank Bachmann. That's her real name. She says she's not going to run for office because she's been told to leave because you committed treason, sedition, espionage against the United States of America. You will not serve another term, or we're going to immediately arrest you and put you in handcuffs for treason, sedition. She agreed to leave. There's others that are going to be leaving. You're going to see a lot of change in the next short period of time. We see that the spying program came out. We all been talking about this since 2004, 2005, Stellar Wind. It's just now hitting the news. We've seen that the Tea Party and other activist groups have been targeted, specifically the Tea Party. It's because they're involved in espionage against the United States of America and has been for the crime syndicate for Daddy Bush and gang from the beginning. So cheer it on and thank God for some people inside the government doing their job. We're also seeing all kinds of other stuff. You're seeing a tremendous amount of disinformation by the Congress, the Senate, that supports this Israeli Zionist group, which is this mafia crime syndicate that's taken over our country. And you're seeing the Congress and Senate support him, like John McCain, who's been over to Syria, going in and meeting with al-Qaeda leaders. And on Veterans Today, they have an actual picture of him meeting over there. There's several stories on my left column where I've highlighted those intentionally where people would understand. And mainstream media itself captured pictures of him meeting with al-Qaeda leaders, which is Daddy Bush and Bibi Netanyahu of Israel and George Herbert Walker Bush's al-Qaeda fake, keep wars alive, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, by making that trip, John McCain committed espionage and treason in addition against the United States by trying to force us into a war. That is, those so-called rebels in Syria are not rebels, but they are Halliburton boys, and they are Bibi Netanyahu, Mossad, that are in there trying to destroy that country. The United States of America will not defend Israel in a World War III that they create. Putin has been given the lead on this of Russia, and he's been given the lead to, if necessary, put Israel in its back into its box where it belongs. And they have 2,000 men and warships in the Mediterranean currently, as we speak, who are able to make Israel an ashtray if necessary. Now, people are going to say, oh, Stu's anti-Semitic. No, I'm not anti-Semitic whatsoever. My daughter's Jewish by her mother, and her grandmother is a true Israelite, whereas the father was a fake Jew. Leonard Melman wanted the crime syndicate. And with that said, we have the genome, what's called the genome, proven that 9 out of 10 of those living in Israel today are not true of the bloodline of Israel. They are not part of the original tribes. And there's an excellent piece on Veterans Today from 3 months ago. Just put genome up in the right-hand search box, and you can get that from a true Israelite, a scientist, professor at a university back east that wrote it. I forgot the gentleman's name. He's coming aboard, by the way, at Veterans Today as a writer. He's going to do massive pieces on his studies and works worldwide of genetics as well as genetic engineering. And they're also saying that he also said in an article not only that 9 out of 10 of those who claim to be Jews are not Jews in Israel, but that 8 out of 10 of the Palestinians in Palestine today are the true Israeli bloodline and the true Israelites from the original 12 tribes of Israel. So keep that in mind, folks, when you listen to those Papa Goons that support this Judeo-Christian belief that we must stand behind the Jewish people. Well, who are the true Jewish people? It's turning out to be the Palestinians. And we need to take a strong, hard look at this. those that are Christians and have this faith, you need to not be fooled by these Paul Pagoons. And go back to Swaggart, go back to Pat Robertson, the one out of John Hagee, and others that are mainstream media, who supported them in the 1950s and got them off the ground, gave them jets and millions of dollars. The same ones that are running Israel today, which is this mafia country that attacked the United States on 9/11, was behind the Oklahoma City bombing, was behind Jonathan Pollard, which is a spy ring that has helped destroy America and put us in this crunch and financial bind. They are the same ones, Leonard Millman and Larry Mizell and Bibi Netanyahu. They tell him what to do,
yeah.
And with Daddy Bush. So I want people to be aware of this, and I want them to understand what is going on.
Yeah.
When you see these congressmen and senators attacking those that are trying to expose this stuff and making it look like Barack Obama is the one that's guilty of all this, we have to go back. He followed the policies of the past administration, which was Bush. He was influenced by Daddy Bush, blackmail. He's had his rear end in a big box, and now he has gotten religion. I will repeat, Barack Obama has gotten somewhat religion. And he will continue to get religion and listen to his speeches. He said, the drone program will not fly over America, whereas before it would. Yeah. And also, he has also made the statement, he's taken the control box out of criminals in action of the drones, meaning the CIA. He's turning it over to the military good guys, General Dempsey and former Senator of Nebraska, Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hagel, Chuck Hagel. He's turned the program over to them. There is other things coming within this government. And I might add, if you read between the lines and you read the stories on the left column, I think you're going to get a bigger picture of what is going on with the Civil War inside the government at the current time.
Yes, that's for sure. You mentioned things that Israel is responsible for. Did you mention about the Liberty ship, the U.S. Liberty?
Well, yes, USS Liberty back in the 1967 war, I believe it was.
Yeah, and that anniversary just passed just now, so I want to remember that one. I put a show on about that, so that's pretty heavy. And it wasn't just Israel that did it unilaterally at all. I think the Johnson administration had a heck of a lot to do with that, and that's why they covered it. Yeah.
And that's a very good point. I apologize, Don, for interrupting you there.
Oh, that's fine.
Johnson administration is correct, but I want to add, John McCain's father, an admiral at the time, was the one that was in charge of that ship and covered all that up about Israel shooting and killing those people aboard that ship. I might also add that Richard Nixon gave John McCain a presidential pardon for treason and sedition and espionage when he was sitting in Vietnam as a POW inside of a hotel getting medical treatment and three meals a day and a shower and special treatment while he was conveying and giving to the enemy information pertaining to what he knew of U.S. intelligence inside of Vietnam and inside China at the time that he was aware of. So he collaborated with the enemy, and at his father's request, an admiral, the same one that was involved in USS Liberty and the cover-up, he asked for a presidential pardon for John McCain, traitor John McCain, the same one that's committed treason and sedition and espionage for this crime syndicate for money. John McCain, by the way, sits on the Armed Services Committee, Senate Armed Services, for a purpose. That's to keep the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq alive, because he receives drug money from both of those places where the rendition flights, and they want to keep Guantanamo Bay, Cuba going so they can keep hauling their drugs into the United States and around the world in these so-called redemption flights where they're supposedly capturing terrorists and flying them in and out of Afghanistan and other places, which is not true. Mm-hmm. They don't have any terrorists. Number one, there's no boogeyman. And number three, they have very few people in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And they want to continue these flights to keep bringing the opium out of Afghanistan. John McCain gets his cut. Mitt Romney launders the money to Leonard Millman that sits down and faked his death back in 2004 in Cuba. And he was seen and photographed and videotaped by U.S. intelligence while he was running for the president of the United States, humping on or having an affair with the KGB daughters. And he's got, I even had a picture in Veterans Today as a picture as well on their internet site. I had on my site for a while. I have to put it back up about Mitt Romney with his mistress holding her hand getting off the plane in Cuba, delivering the Afghan drug money, and part of it John McCain gets. So we got high treason and sedition in the U.S. Congress and Senate. I've got a recallpetitions.com, www.recallpetitions.com,
yes,
to sign up, and it has all the information on it, how to do a recall on your federal congressmen, senators, your state congressmen, senators. There's a $4,000 boilerplate up there done by an attorney. All you have to do is go in and pull the name out of the document, says Senator so-and-so of whatever state, put in your senator, pull out that it says gun control, and put in there that they signed the Patriot Act. They signed the NDAA Act. They signed an act to take away whatever right you had and take it down and file it with your Secretary of State's office and find out how many days you got to do your recall and your petitions. It's a simple, a simple process and a simple plan. And there's a how-to video on how to do it.
Yeah. Should we play that video?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I'll see if I can get that up in a minute here. But anyway, you keep on talking here.
Anyway, that's just about all I got to say today. I have a report, but you got any questions, Don?
Oh, I think so. Let's see, Patricia, you got any questions for Stu?
When on the different petitions, will that work all the different states?
It will work, according to the attorney, it will work on a federal level or a state level. It's a boilerplate that can be used any place in the United States. It's bulletproof is what he claims.
Okay, people are listening for the local area too, all the way through. In other words, if you are not going to do the arrest warrants and charges, at least do this because it's already done for you, just a matter of following through. And you don't have any questions, then, you know, was it done right?
Yeah.
Make it as simple as possible, in other words, for everyone.
And you'll have to call your Secretary of State of your own state to find out what the petition cost is. Sometimes there's a filing fee, sometimes there is not. It could be anywhere from $10 to a couple hundred dollars. And sometimes it's no filing fee. And then you also have between the states, you'll want to get a copy of the voter registration list, and you can get that on disk, et cetera, cheap. And the reason for that is to print it out, to have it for everybody who is out getting signatures, say in Walmart parking lots, in your own jurisdiction, et cetera. You'll want to verify those voters. If they say, oh yeah, I'll sign the petition and I'm a voter, you'll want to ask them for their driver's license to verify that it is them, so you don't turn in a bunch of bogus signatures in your recall. And you usually have about a 90-day period of time to get it done, or 60 days, or whatever your time limit is, whatever your restrictions are in your own state. And once it's verified, the signatures on the recall petition, then you'll usually have a free election and a new election within 90 days. So that's when you get the patriots in your area, patriotic Americans, challenge and run for office immediately to fill that slot.
Yeah.
Now, that's the only way you're going to
get them out.
And
remember, the ones that ran and were not even opposed, they're not elected properly. Find the section in your Constitution that they were supposed to be elected. This is further evidence that they should be simply out. And there's a reason why they were unopposed. Usually, we're finding more and more skullduggery was pulled when anyone tried to run against them. So anyone, it was just a rubber stamp election, judges included, they really should not be on the bench.
Yeah. I'm ready to play that little how-to explaining how to get the petitions. If you want to do that little clip on there? Would that be okay, Stu?
I'll do the clip, and with that, I'll let you two finish your program after the clip. How's that?
Okay, good enough.
Okay,
and,
I'll cut off of here, and that way you can get the clip played properly.
Okay, I'll play it right.
Patricia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stu. It's a great, lots of stuff coming across.
And always my honor.
We got a But it looks like things are getting really heavy here. Never can tell what's going to happen.
I'll
with all
wait
this.
Till you hear some of the report that I'm going to give today, okay. too. Yes.
Okay, we'll get right to this clip here. And away we go on this here. Okay. Uh-oh, come on. What's going on here? Should play. What's the matter with your thing here, Stu? It's stuck. Uh-oh. Well, let's talk a little bit more here. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Well, maybe I'll get on with some more of the news.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Because
oh,
you're
you
interested
it?
In learning how to circulate a petition to gather signatures for a recall election. We're a grassroots organization, and we do not specifically endorse any candidate. This organization is merely an organization whose mission is to collect signatures on the petition to the end that we might have a recall election. Now, just a brief history. Here in Colorado, there is a process whereby an elected official can be recalled, in other words, to unseat him from holding that office. The way the petition gathering works is we need a certain number of signatures on the petition in order to have a recall election. We need to get 25% of those people that voted in the last election to sign a petition in order to have a recall election. So the petition gathering process is the first part of a two-part process. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican or Independent, Constitution Party, whatever. You just have to be a registered voter in the particular district that you're operating within. There are 65 districts in Colorado for the House of Representatives. This particular petition that you are looking to gather signatures for has to be specific to your particular district. Anyone can circulate a petition that is over the age of 18 and is a citizen of the United States. You don't have to live within the district that the petition is being circulated for. On the other hand, if you want to sign a petition, you have to be registered to vote in that particular district. How do you know whether you're registered to vote in that district? The petition circulator will have in their possession a copy of the voter rolls for that particular district. If someone wants to come up and sign your petition, you have to look on the voter roll to make sure that they are in fact registered in the district in which the recall election is taking place. The voter roll and the petition should never separate. If you're carrying a petition, you need to carry along with you the voter roll as well, because if someone wants to come up and sign your petition, you need to verify that they are in fact registered to vote in your district. There's a place for the voter's name and the street address right on the petition. So the person signing the petition has to put their street address on, and it has to match exactly the street address on the voter registration roll. It's very critical that the address that is put on the petition ballot is a physical street address. P.O. boxes will not be allowed. If for some reason they have moved into another area, if they want to sign the petition, the street address has to be the same on the petition as it is on the roll. If someone insists that they are a registered voter within the district that you are gathering signatures for, but they're not on the voter registration roll, you can have them call down to the elections office with a phone call. They can clear that up. The petition package, the recall petition, is held together with some staples. You don't want to separate this petition. If a page does happen to fall off your petition, just simply staple it back on. It's very important not to write on this petition. Don't take notes on it. You want this thing to remain clean. Don't spill coffee on it. This petition, ultimately, after you fill it out, will be returned to the individual that gave it to you. And after they collect all of the petitions that have been signed, they will then be turned into the Secretary of State, who will count all of the names on the petition. And they will check for duplicate entries. And if they find a duplicate entry, they will eliminate the duplicate. It is important that you never leave your petition. If you're a business owner and you want to collect signatures, you do not want to set the petition on the counter and let people just come up and sign it. If you're a business owner and you want to carry the petition, you need to be there when the individual that wants to sign the petition, you have to be there to verify that signature is in fact on the voter registration rolls. You can't give this petition to somebody else to collect a signature. If you were to give this to somebody else, to go collect signatures for you. And let's say the opposition, someone that doesn't want the recall election to happen, if someone finds out, they can file a grievance or a complaint. They can challenge the validity of the entire process. So it's very important that you maintain the integrity of your petition. Guard it and secure it. Watch very carefully as someone fills in the information. You, as the guardian of your own petition, need to make sure that it's done right, and you are not authorized to make any corrections on the petition for the individual that's signing. They have to make all the corrections themselves. If a mistake is made when signing the petition, neatly cross out the mistake and move to the next block. Each petition has 20 signature blocks on it. That's one less signature that you'll be able to gather on that particular. When you complete your petition, you need to go find a notary, typically at a bank, and have a notary witness your signature. Do not fill out the notary portion of the petition, which is the last page. Do not fill it.
Okay, we're back here, Patricia.
So okay.
That's about it. So that's, if you want to know how to get some justice and get some recourse here and have a right to, what's the word I'm looking for, against your government here, this is it, recall. This would be a way to redress
yeah,
your government.
Yeah, we want everyone to have that opportunity, who's willing to put that effort forward.
So here's a way we can take our country back if we want. And that's by getting good people in and getting some other people out. And I have a couple of words that we need to learn here, some brand new words I'm going to put up here. You ever heard of a pathocracy? Patricia?
Pathocracy? No.
Pathocracy? Well, that happens to be a system of government where a small pathological minority takes over a society. Pathological minority takes over a society of normal people. Would you say that we have psychopaths and others that are sociopaths who are sort of in charge here?
Psychopathic liars,
yeah.
Yes.
And then there's also a word, chiriarchy. K-Y-R-I-A-R-C-H-Y. It's a social hierarchy based on domination, rather than spontaneous voluntary order. All states are necessarily hierarchical because the government is a monopoly and has a monopoly on violence. And psychopaths rise to the top of a coercive hierarchy like a helium balloon rises to the ceiling. So that's where it is. And essentially, and psychopaths are social predators. And like all predators, they are looking for feeding grounds. And wherever you get power, prestige, and money, you will find such feeders feeding on you and exploiting you for all that's worth so they can gain their power, so they can be oligarchs and really get your... And also, sociopaths love power, they love winning, and if you take loving kindness out of the human brain, there's not much left except the will to win, which means you will find preponderance of these kind of people at the top of the food chain. Yes.
Well, yeah, we've been finding them for some time now.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? An 11-year-old boy was suspended from school for 10 days for saying the word gun.
The word? Oh, yeah, that's a bad word.
Oh, my. They're really scared of that, aren't they? And as much as they are, it's a prayer in school. Oh, but you know, the Muslims demand to have general prayer in public schools, and they got it?
Oh, really?
Anyway, so we've got a double standard going on in, you know, whatever's convenient for the political liars that are, you know, wielding their power like dog eat dog, basically, then whatever works for them, they'll use that to divide and conquer and make everyone mad at each other so that they don't have to do as hard of work.
Divide and conquer.
Control.
And I will say hats off or your nice mortar boards off to the couple of valedictorians and salutatorians who gave the chair and brought that back, even though one of them had their mic cut off and everything else when they tried to bring something called religion, which is sort of what the Declaration of Independence and everything is sort of based on nature's God and nature's laws and things, and that there is somehow, I'd say, there's got to be some controlling factor that's put all this universe together.
And believe me, it's probably has a superior mental capacity than any man has, and he's put things together so well, and man is trying to take it apart and trying to control it. In fact, GMO means God, move over.
We're going to take... or any so, wannabe God, too. Yeah. It does, they're not, simply are not, that's it. Speaking of wannabe gods, like FISA court, mm-hmm. Since they are totally unconstitutional, it's not in the Constitution, because it, supposedly Supreme Court can form other courts to do the work, but FISA court, where did it come from? Congress? And or, either way, it's unconstitutional. And yet they're making the decisions. Oh, that's right. That's a secret court. You're not supposed to know about it. Just like no such agency or NSA would, that's the way they operate. If you don't know what you're up against, it's easier for them to win, isn't it? And when their lies aren't enough, then they want to keep it secret from you. FISA court, keeping how much of what secret? You know, I brought out before the FISA court, and they denied that it even existed. Yet it's amazing that it was a Bates, B-A-T-E-S, that was in charge of FISA court when a Bates threw us out of the embassy at 808 Southwest 4th Place. Mm-hmm. What amazement. And they happen to have a complete operation to do that. Well, if that's not liars in at the point of a gun, controlling the whole situation, because, by the way, it was totally done illegally, even by their own codes and ethics, and definitely unlawfully. But yet they think they should keep getting by with it. And we've got so much more going on behind the scenes. It's all called secrets. You mm-hmm. can't know. But we've got more and more information coming out, and we've got a particular Governor Scott of Florida that ordered the duly elected Liberty County Sheriff Nick Finch by dismissing him and then arresting him for standing up for the Second Amendment. We've got trouble in River City with this Governor Scott. Governor Scott, Nick Finch has more power than you. He has more power than the federal government. And people in the Liberty County back up Nick Finch. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be in his own jail for standing up for the Second Amendment. Grant you, maybe he did it slightly wrong, but what he was doing was standing up for the Second Amendment. And Governor Scott, you have no right for doing what you did. You should be in jail, not Nick Finch. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Science Journal has hired a former Monsanto scientist to decide which papers should be accepted or rejected in research and or communications. Boy, isn't that convenient for Monsanto. How many times has Monsanto, they chose a former VP from Monsanto to head up the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. There's a lot of skullduggery going on, but we're finding it out. It's finally coming out on the mainstream media. I was shocked when they talked about the FISA court and astonished when they talked about the leaks that everyone is being monitored. Yes, folks, everyone is. We've talked about Amherst and Converse and the Israeli connection to it and so much more for years. And now look to it, because I appreciate, Snowden coming out with that information. Yes, he's IT. And remember what I said, IT people know so much of what's going on. Well, there's an example. NSA, he's, CIA and so on, all tied in together to do as he's told. Well, folks like him, start just telling the truth. Mm-hmm. It's high time. Those that were never really elected and they're trying to speak for you, whether you're an official in office, on duty, it's time that you take responsibility for what you are doing. If you are listening to the wrong orders, you can and will be held accountable, and those of you who are just looking the other way, keep USC Title 18, Section 4 in mind, because then you are accessory to the crimes being committed. Yes, folks, crime.
Mm-hmm. One thing, Pat, I just wonder, should we, if you're trying to hold each of us accountable, how about if we hold the people who we are supposedly electing and in charge in offices accountable too, and people in business as well, and banking and things? Shouldn't they all be accountable? Aren't we something called equal protection under the law and things?
And
shouldn't the goose and gander have to do the same thing here?
Speaking of accountable, the new State Department, new scandal, is a cover-up of 70,000 State Department employees worldwide in taking part in anything from prostitution to drug rings, you name it, 70,000, and that has not even been in the mainstream media. And we've got former U.S. prosecutor, who is Larry Klayman, is suing Obama and the NSA over PRISM scandal. In other words, the killing of Navy SEAL Team 6, Michael Strange, folks, wants it straightened out, because there were so many stories just about that one issue. And it was like, who's kidding whom? You know, what do you think you're doing? And we're supposed to believe which version on the mainstream media? Huh. And so go, Larry Klayman, go, and let's get a class action lawsuit on that. And speaking of class action, we've got several class actions coming up. Look into it. Rand Paul is calling for people to go against the ones, you know, the nitty-gritty of what's been taking your rights away from you. And those in University of BC, the doctors, talk about taking things away from you, they're at least now exposing vaccination cover-up.
Yeah.
The official documents released from the UK, they have been covering up what the vaccinations are doing. Okay, mm-hmm. And Rahm Emanuel now has been tied to Teamster extortion case, mob-linked union in the news, so we need to follow up on that. Rahm Emanuel, about time. Former CIA officer, officials consider NSA whistleblower's case potential Chinese espionage. Oh, come on. That's so ridiculous. And Snowden is trying to escape to a free speech area in Hong Kong. But the point is, he'd probably be better off in Iceland, because they have nothing good to say about what the CIA and a lot of others have been doing, including what Snowden outed. The Syria arms, you know, how dare they say, oh, well, we may have to send arms. You already have been sending arms, causing the problems and, you know, supplying the rebels. And, you know, come on, get with it. What is it we're supposed to believe? Your version of lie this time or lie last time, or which is it? Keep the U.S. arms. We've already found several armory that say made in USA. Now, where do you suppose that came from? Mm-hmm. And Syria should be up to the Syrians, not up to U.S. causing trouble to try to get the Syrians in a turmoil because they signed a pact with Iran. Guess who they really want to go after? Iran.
Yeah, how about that? That's the prize. I understand that we're really winning hearts and souls and things and making friends in these countries when the expired tear gas canisters all show up and they all say, made in USA. So we've sent how many tons of tear gas to other countries? So America is really helping, making people cry all over the world because of our participation actively supplying things to aggravate and agitate the people. And essentially, I think it's hard to win hearts and minds when you're killing their neighbors and friends and people. It seems like I've seen where other people who have been pacifists and things have turned violent against the United States now. They're saying that we're not doing things right, and that we're actually warmongering and doing things that are terrible. and us in another country back there, a little Middle East country, beginning with I, has really been in their eyes and things as far as really doing damage back there that is not welcome in their peaceful thing. Most, in fact, on John Stewart's show, they showed a little clip about a guy who's in Iran interviewing people and trying to show how much they hate us and how bad they are, what evil people they are. And it turns out they were just about like us, middle-class people in homes and apartments and with families and doing things, and they don't hate us. But they sure don't care for this government and what the government's doing in Pakistan.
Yeah, they don't hate us. They hate the corruption.
Yeah, so...
And take a look at, speaking of corruption, the Bilderberg list is on the archives. We're posting it right down so that they can read who's connected to what and attending the latest Bilderberg. And the Bilderbergs are deciding your future. Did you know that?
Yeah.
According to them. You take your future back and you decide your future.
Yeah, and
we also have a list of Obama's czars and what their czar over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you were going to find that very interesting, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the archives. We don't have enough time to cover all this. But we're trying to put it into the archives so that you have a chance to look it up.
2 minutes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we really got to wrap it up fast. How do I? Okay, one thing that Stu Webb also has on his web, and I put it on here because it's very important, the ones that have been going after and attacking us, cyberspace, et cetera, there's a 200-some list of their IP addresses. Anyone who can take that and run with it, and to investigate each and every one of them, please do. There's the list for you. Go to it. This is teamwork, folks. There's no way we can do everything, especially with, for 58 minutes a week.
Yeah.
And at that, it's all, time delayed, and they try to censor it as much as they can. Let's work together, get this information out. It also gives hints how to keep your children from being mind-controlled, basically, by the factions that want to totally disinform you.
Right.
And it's how they do it also, the principles of how they disinform you. So just take a look at the archives. I think you'll find it very fascinating in many different ways. I'm hoping we've supplied enough of information to you that you've needed. And at the very bottom, you're going to find the court cases that the Supreme Court decision have been overturned. We could get into a whole program on just that, on how that could happen. But thank you for watching. Please get this information out. Invite others to check the archives and, participate. Call for investigation. I appreciate Dion immensely for his continued work. And you look for Yahoo Groups. Call for investigation at Yahoo Groups. And please participate and tell us your information on that group.
Yeah, call for investigation at Yahoo Groups. And also look on the website here for our show, which will play 11, on the 11th at 10 a.m. and p.m. on Tuesday. And also go to the website to get all of Pat's information. She had a whole lot of stuff. I had a little bit of it on there. There's a whole lot of stuff you'll get there, the leads and things that you're going to need to see what's really happening. So I really appreciate your taking time to watch this, folks, and do things and sign petitions and get things out there. It's up to it's us versus them now. It's not right or left, but it's us versus the powers that be, those psychopaths and things. So
it's good versus evil, very much.
Good versus evil. So I thank you for watching. I think we're just about out of here.